What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey guys, how are you? Welcome to the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we have on a very, very special guest today. It's our first guest for the podcast.
Yeah.
Kira Saltanovich.
What?
Kira.
Your other guests didn't have podcasts? I thought legally you're supposed to have one.
Your other guests didn't have podcasts?
You said our first guest with a podcast.
No, first guest ever. On the podcast.
First guest ever.
We haven't
ever.
Had a guest yet on
oh,
our
this.
Podcast.
Yes.
Yes. You're number one. You are number one.
Yeah.
Yes. Mutual decision number one.
Wow.
Like
yes.
You are. Yeah, we've talked about you before on other episodes, how you're one of our favorites
Come on.
We love you. And yeah. So
it's usually you three just chit-chatting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We're adding you to the
honored.
Mix.
Or as the British say, honored.
Honored.
I'm honored. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's real.
So we're stoked. The first guest with a podcast. And as we know, in Los Angeles, if you're a comic.
Yeah. You have one. You even Kelsey had one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelsey had one before this. So
yeah. And we made her get rid of it.
Yeah. We threw that shit right out the window.
On us.
Fuck
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. What
right.
is your podcast while we're talking about it? Let's just plug that up.
I have two.
Oh.
Myself. And I want to be just completely spread way too thin.
Perfect.
I have a parenting podcast.
Awesome.
I decided to make those choices in my life.
Right.
And it's comics who have kids, and we talk about how they cock block our careers.
Love
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And that's
fantastic.
Just my name. The Kira Saltanovich Show. And then great. I have one with Karen Runtowski, who is a very funny comic.
Super
love her.
Funny.
So funny. And she and I, it's called Karen and Kira Can Read. And it's also with comics as guests, and we give comedians readings.
Tarot card readings?
Well, Karen knows how to tarot read.
Okay.
And I'm just a Russian gypsy with a mustache.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's
I
just
love
my
it.
Gift.
I want to, like, show you my palm right now.
I know.
Yeah, you can totally. We can do it.
Yeah.
Do it
oh, my God. I
do you
love
do
that.
Palm readings?
Okay, so here's the thing. I use your palm because I feel like it's the least, like, your taint would be too personal.
Right. Yeah.
And an elbow is just awkward. But I don't necessarily read the lines, but I tune into your energy. And
oh.
I am just coming out of the closet. Like, this is fresh for me to talk about this.
Wow.
I never used to talk about it, ever.
This is amazing.
And will you please do us?
Yes, please do us now, Kara.
So excited.
And by the way, my taint, not that private. So if you need to, you know.
Fair enough.
You know, enough people.
Yeah, mine has a massive lifeline.
Yeah. That's basically all of Delaney's Instagram is her taint.
Yeah,
so.
Just it's
it's
taint
public access.
Yeah, yeah,
that taint on
super
the town.
Cool, super cool.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have you three on for the Burbank Comedy Festival, but
I know
busy. We're out of town.
Making strangers
I was
laugh.
Available though, since I'm located in Los Angeles, California, most of the time.
So
yeah, so I'm very excited to do
you're
it.
Coming, yes,
very very excited.
Yeah. He's going to represent
18th of August.
Yeah. Next,
Flappers.
Yeah, Flappers.
Sorry.
5 p.m.
Cheap plug. Sorry.
Keep rubbing it in our faces. Yes.
Sorry, no, I'm just plugging.
So we'll be on the road in some dingy hotel somewhere,
hating our lives.
Yes.
So before we get into all the things we want to ask you, we have to do some plugs. Please go subscribe to Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. Our numbers keep going. It's so exciting. They keep going up.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for leaving those. Ratings and reviews, and we're going to read one of our new reviews that somebody left, which was very nice.
We are. So this was left by Ren Morton on our Facebook page, which go like that. We broke 1,000 likes this week. It's been a big week for everyone. Ren says, I just started listening, but I'm already in love with this podcast. It's like hanging out with my girlfriends, and it makes me laugh so deeply that I feel refreshed afterwards. I wish I could be there talking about these books with them. You can come anytime. I think having all three of their perspectives on the books helps me with critical thinking about what I'm reading. Love it.
Sweet.
That was so nice.
Thanks,
Thank you, Ren.
Thank you, Ren.
Very nice.
Precious. Yeah.
We don't usually read reviews. We're just trying to impress you, Kara. Yeah. We're like, look, people like us.
People review us, Kara. We promise.
They feel refreshed. You guys are like comedy douches.
Yeah. Yes.
In a good way, not the bad way.
Right.
Not a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, they feel refreshed afterwards.
A douche for your soul.
Totally.
It feels like a branding meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, my
We're getting so much out of this.
The douche that doesn't kill, like, the good bacteria. It leaves that in, you know?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. I'm not being rude right now. You asked me for a quote, and I want to make sure I get it right, so I'm Googling it.
Yes.
I'm not being rude.
Oh,
my
fantastic.
Face is
on
my phone.
Good. We got another.
While you Google it, we're going to give a shout out to our sponsor this week. We're super excited to have them back for another week. It's Print Your Pet.
Woo!
PrintYourPet.com. Last episode, I talked about how I used their website to get my boyfriend Kane a gift for his birthday. I took a picture of his favorite cat, and they turned it into amazing artwork on a mug, and we love it. It's on my Instagram if you want to go check it out, Kelsey Cook Comedy. And I can't say enough good things about
it's great. And they donate some proceeds to No Kill Shelters, which is awesome. So
a portion of anything you spend goes to No Kill Shelters. So we have a discount code because we love you and they love us and we love them and
it's
all that.
It's a big love fest.
Big love fest. It's if you go to their website, printyourpet.com, and you type self-help, all one word, into the discount box, you get 25% off. Which is huge.
That's a
lot. That's so much
I'm going to use that.
So, yeah, they put your pet on so many things. Pictures, mugs, blankets.
Socks.
Yeah. Pillows.
25% off. That's like a quarter of a mug.
Yeah.
You're getting faux free.
Faux free.
Do it.
So you can go straight to printyourpet.com or you can go to selfhelplesspodcast.com and we've got the little widget right there that you can click on. So either way, go check them out. We love them.
All right.
Yes.
Cool.
So, Kira,
Kira's going to do quotables for us.
I have a quote. Unfortunately, it's by someone that is kind of a douche and not the good way that you guys are refreshingly. But it's Henry Ford. It's one of my favorite quotes, even though he kind of has some terrible things about his past.
Okay.
It's whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
That's a great one.
Because
what you think you become.
As comics, especially, we do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't know if I could do this whatever project. Oh, then you're right. You probably can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you decide you can, I don't know. I've always loved that one.
I love that too.
It's a classic. Yeah.
That's one that immediately kind of like grabs you by the anus.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Oh,
okay. I feel it.
Yeah.
Did you guys? I feel like we all had a collective like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so true. It's a good one.
You're right. We can do anything.
Yeah.
That's always a good,
positive.
You know, a good quote because it kicks you right in the anus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Feel
right
it
up
deep
there.
In you.
Yeah.
Steel toe boot.
Yeah. Steel toe boot.
I love that. What a great quote. So do we want to ask Kira kind
of just get, first of all, this,
so
the Russian gypsy thing, I feel like needs to be number one.
Yeah.
How, Tell us what that means to you, Kira.
I know. It's a weird thing. You know, well, first of all, just to be a Soviet in general is very stressful. But
just for everyone.
It really is. But, you know, when I was little, my mom, even though, like, I know I dress like a Republican soccer mom, I'm very crunchy on the inside, extremely. I just
You're very crunchy?
I am. I don't know how to show it, like, in an outwardly way, because I don't think I look good in, like, tunics and worry beads. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But, so this is just like, okay, I'll make this choice. But I am very granola on the inside, like, extremely. Okay. Like, Karen Runtowski is perfect because she does, like, she has, like, the chicken bones that she throws, and you know, her whole place is just full of crystals and incense, and
and she has sort of like a haunted aura.
She's got like the bohemian outfits and stuff.
Exactly, she's bohemian. I just don't know if I look good in that way, so I just do this. But inside, I'm very, you know, like, I love the earth, and I'm I try to be holistic. I compost. I mean, I took a dump in the garbage can right outside. So I,
good for you.
We were wondering why you were late.
I recycle. So, when I was younger, my mom was also into this and would take me to crystal conventions.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And they go and you go. I was like eight and people are reading my aura when I'm eight. Like, there's a camera that, that takes a picture of you, and then when it develops, and remember, this is like the when you guys were born, the 90s, and it develops and it shows your aura. Like,
what?
It shows. Yes, yes. So
what,
like,
color is your aura?
Well, like, I don't know. I was eight, so it was probably just dirty. But I was a dirty
had like ketchup
kid.
On it.
Yeah, I was just like always a mess. But like, it shows like a purple. It's like a mood ring, kind of.
Sure,
I don't know if you believe in it. It's kind of all like, I'm always halfway in, halfway out. You know how like all chicks are kind of lesbians?
Yes.
It's
well,
like that.
Some of us more than others at this table.
And so it's kind of that. It's kind of like your foot's always dipped in a little bit.
Totally.
But that's just me. But like, again, Karen Runtowski, good example. She's
full blown.
Like, she's vegan. Her dog has a communicator that's a dog psychic that talks to her.
Incredible.
She's in, right?
Wow.
So I've always been kind of like in and out, and but that's when I was introduced to it, and then later, as you know, you grow up, I would have these just thoughts that were just random, just coming into my brain at just random times. One of them was, I was learning how to drive. No, I already had my license. So I was like 16, 17 in the car with my best friend, and we're driving in San Francisco, and there's near the beach called the Great Highway, which is not a highway, just a really fast road. And so we're driving down the Great Highway, and I told her, I said, I have to pull over. That car up ahead, which was a couple hundred yards away from us, I said, that car up ahead is not, it's not doing well. So I slowly pulled over, and I saw, it's dark, so just headlights. I saw that car all of a sudden spin out of control, spin into, and this is near the beach. So there's a lot of sand, and just spin out of control, like into a beach, like
sand dune.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, that
is
crazy.
And my friend Shannon was like, "What is happening right now?"
Oh my gosh.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, that was that's nuts.
And I was 16 or 17, and I go, "I don't know." And I started to like freak out, and she's like, "You know, because when you're 16, everything is heightened." And we're both like, "What do you know?" And I'm like, "I don't know what I know. I'm sorry." And then I just sped out of there, like just to get out of there, because it seemed like freaky. And this is San Francisco, so it's foggy.
Yeah.
And it's dark, and all you can see are headlights. So
and
in
the
that
Zodiac
moment,
killer's still out there.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that moment, I was like, suppress. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But things would happen like that. And truly, honestly, every human being is made up of the same components. We're all electricity. We all have these like moments, but we just aren't aware of them, or we don't really acknowledge them. And so they kind of go away.
Right.
You know, it's like being a natural, like, oh, I was always really good at gymnastics. Well, you didn't nourish it. And so now you can't walk on a balance beam.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, you know, but slowly things would happen and I would kind of accept them. And I really didn't accept them fully until I was in my 20s. And I was on a cruise ship, of all places, with some of my friends. We decided to take a cruise. And we're waiting to disembark. And I don't know if you've ever been on, have you guys done cruise ships?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. You know, I just got off one 2 days ago.
Yes, so you know the whole process. They take forever to let the people disembark. It's forever. And we're just sitting there bored out of our minds. This is before smartphones, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So we're just sitting there, and we're just talking. And I was like, well, I guess I could read your energy and, like, give you a reading.
Yeah.
And all my friends that I grew up with that I've known for years are like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I could probably do it. So I sat there. We had hours to kill. And I gave people readings. And one of my friends, Lisa, I told her, you have to go to a gynecologist immediately. Stat.
What?
Yes.
Wow, oh you can like no. do that kind yes. of stuff.
And you just like smell her underwear from her. Yes. You're like, something's like, brewing and you gotta go.
Right.
Brewing.
There's a loaf of bread in your trousers. Yeah. You have to go. And then I also said, you've never like sat down and heard your mom's story. Like your mom had a life before you got here.
Oh, wow.
Like you need to sit down with your mom. Like you're going to sit down, you're going to hear her whole life story.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
I know.
So did she go to the gynecologist?
Yeah. So I remember like a month or two, whatever. Like we were just casually chatting on the phone or we were having lunch or whatever. She goes, oh, by the way,
I'm a man.
By the way, crazy Russian gypsy. I went to the gynecologist. They had to like cut something out of me.
Wow.
You know, like she had some sort of weird polyp thing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I was like, holy shit. That like I even was nuts. Like, what? I was right. Like I was even shocked.
Yeah.
And then a few months after that, she called me and said she was in Hawaii where she's from, where she grew up. And she's like, my mom got really ill and she was in the hospital for a few days. And there was nothing to do but just sit there and talk to her about her whole life story.
Whoa.
I got goosebumps. God, I got chills.
So do you have to be in like a certain headspace to read people's energy? Can you do it pretty much at the drop of the hat? Like,
you know, I can. Mm-hmm. It really depends on you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're
open to it.
Closed off. Right. I'm not going to force myself, you know, into reading your energy. So I've done readings with people where they're like not into it and it's really hard to read them. And then I'm just kind of done.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
I feel like we're all like spread eagle right
now. Yeah, I'm
right?
so open.
We're wide open.
Shut up, please.
It's interesting. Some people say they are. I'm not doubting you three at all.
Yeah.
But I did a reading for a comic who was like, I want a reading. I was like, sure. And as comedians, most of the time, we want to be vulnerable, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because that's how you get the best stuff. And when you're on stage and you're closed off, audiences can feel it too.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for like any skeptics, people are like, what? This isn't real. Think about any kind of first date. You walk in to, let's say you're meeting up at a coffee shop and you walk in and you're like, oh, there's the person.
Yeah.
And you immediately get a hit, right?
Yeah.
You go,
yeah,
yikes. Mm. I don't like the energy. I don't like, it's not just like a physical thing or like, oh, you don't think they're cute or whatever. Like you just feel their energy.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I'm doing. Just
interesting.
A little bit deeper.
That makes sense.
Or as comics, you get on stage and you're like, oh, these asshats are not happening tonight.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I have to work with this energy that they're giving me.
Right.
It's the same thing that I'm doing.
Huh. But what about like the going to the gynecologist? Because to me, that's like that you sensed a physical thing wrong with them. How did you feel that?
Okay. Mm. Have you ever watched a show? I use this analogy all the time. Oh my gosh, of course the name of the show just jumped out of my head, but it's like people bring their crap from their attics and their basements. Like,
oh,
here's a fork I found that's from the turn of the century.
The Antique Roadshow?
Antique Roadshow, yes.
I am Antique Roadshow guy. I'm the guy. It's you bringing me stuff. I can't possibly tell you anything that you don't already have in your attic or your basement or around you.
Okay.
So I'm just, but you're showing it to the Antique Roadshow guy, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, what does this mean? And he can analyze it because he happens to know stuff from the turn of the century or the Wild West or, you know, some Chinese emperor's, you know, jade vase that he just happens to know it. But you own it. Like it's yours. Like you had it.
Right.
You're just showing it to this person.
Ooh,
so that's all I do. So if there's something going on in your body, I'm going to be like, you need to go to the chiropractor. Like this, I'm reading your energy in your body and it's telling me,
oh my God,
you're
yeah.
off. That's all I'm doing. I'm not like,
so read me, Kira, read me now.
I literally just licked the mic Take by me. Accident. I got it.
Read me.
I'm just going to eat the microphone.
You can't tell, but we're all naked. Sprawled out.
We just want you to. I'm so excited.
I'll that's totally so cool. give you a reading if you Please. Want. But I just yeah. know there's two things. I never tell you anything bad, only because I don't accept it. So I'm not going
to
know.
But going to the gynecologist.
But that's not bad. That's
okay. Right. That's just like, get a checkup because
you got something going on.
Go
something,
and get a checkup.
Like, but you're never like, you have cancer.
Never.
Figure that out. Okay.
Because I don't accept that information.
Okay. Got
I don't want to know. That's up to you. But if I tell you, hey, what I'm picking up on is, like a difficulty breathing. And then someone says, which has happened, oh, well, I'm a smoker. I've been trying to stop. Mm-hmm. Then I say, yes, you should go see a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I'm having difficulty breathing.
Oh, how weird.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, you should stop. I'm not here to counsel you on how to do that because I don't know.
Okay.
But go, here's the steps. You know that everyone knows the steps.
Right.
Go see your doctor.
Right.
You're trying to, whatever. Yeah, I need to stop drinking. Well, we're not living, no one lives under a rock anymore. It's impossible. You know why? Every rock has Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So no one can live under a rock. I'm like, well, how do I stop drinking?
And the password is guest.
I mean, it's just, it's like, here are the steps.
Yeah.
Go seek help. Get in a program. There are probably 1,000 Facebook pages you could join. I mean, we all know. So it's not my job to, I'm just reading your energy to kind of just be a mirror.
Right.
And just hold it up to you. That's all I'm capable of doing. I don't feel like, there are some people that are like, well, I'm John Edwards and I can talk to blah, blah, blah. Right. I never will make that claim ever. Now. That said, I did a reading for someone and I told her there's a guy and he's in a wheelchair and he feels like he's locked up. Like he feels like he's in a dungeon, like when you're like chained by your wrists to like a dungeon wall, that's the feeling I'm getting. Okay. This chick immediately burst into tears. Immediately.
Man.
Her father just passed. He was bound to a wheelchair.
Whoa.
And he had to be on dialysis for like, I don't know how many years of his life, which if you know anything about dialysis, you're hooked up and you can't move. And he felt trapped.
God.
Like, so now will that come through? Yes. But I don't know that. I can't ever, you know what I mean? Like I would have the worst eBay Yelp because I can't make a guarantee that I
so you're not like claiming to know where this stuff is coming from. You just you have these feelings or you have these instinct or
and I'm so new being out of the quote closet not to like take that term from people who are truly like suffering being in the closet like I'm not trying to like what's it called when white people dress up as Indians?
Cultural appropriation.
I'm not trying to gay, bisexual appropriate myself.
Yeah.
But
don't
there is,
email us.
Yes. Right? Yeah, please, LGBTQ question
Kira
mark.
Is an ally, everybody. Yeah. Just calm down.
100%. Yeah. But I, I've just never talked about it. And people would be, I remember going to this one party and people were like, oh my God, there's a psychic at the party. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, what do they do?
Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean? Like, what's that all about? Because I'm just like, but now I'm out and I'm learning how to be out.
Fantastic.
Wow.
I think you should just really go for it. Be full blown, wear a hemp dress, and do just really go for it.
You look
great in a tunic.
I think so.
I can totally picture like an eat, pray, love kind of outfit situation.
Absolutely.
I've been dressing like Republican for so long.
Well, buy some flip flops made of twigs or something, Like ease into it.
I think these are easy on the environment.
Oh, see, look at
those. Are nice.
This looks like my yoga mat flip flops that you got.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For sure.
Can I share something before you? Because I feel like we need to have the energies read. Like,
oh my God,
100% right now. But I just have to share something very rare that happened 2 days ago that's like in this same vein. And I've like really pushed it down because it creeps me out.
Yeah.
As my plane was flying from New York to LA on Thursday, I was probably like an hour away from LA. And just this weird thought came in my head where I was like, I hope Kane doesn't get into a car accident.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just this weird, I don't know where it came from, but in my head I was like, I just hope he doesn't get into a car accident. I never think that. I don't know why that came into my head, but I like kind of pictured it for a second and I just like wiped my head of that. I was like, that's so, why am I thinking that's weird? I landed, Kane was supposed to pick me up. I turned my phone off of airplane mode and I called him and I was like, hey, like just landed, where are you? And he's like, I have bad news. He's like, I just got into a car accident.
That is nuts.
Oh my
gosh,
that's so weird.
He literally got into a, I mean, it's like pretty minor as a fender bender, but like, you know, a whole thing happened. And I just was like, I don't understand why my brain thought that at, I think what was about the exact same time that he actually got into a car accident.
And you never think that ever.
No.
It's not like a normal anxiety. Because I think that all the time about everyone.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Anxious.
And it never happens. But I always think like, oh, hope my family isn't dead. Like, that's
right.
Me. But you never have that.
Not
that's crazy.
Really. It was such a specific thought. And it was out of nowhere. It was just like, I hope he doesn't get into a car accident.
Yeah.
And then that happened. What the fuck does that mean?
Dude, that
you caused the car accident.
Yeah. It's your fault.
Don't do this secret bullshit with me where what
some
I visualize.
Fucked up telepathy sent a signal.
I thought Kira was going to be like, here is your ticket.
Yeah. No.
That's
she's
weird,
like,
though.
Bitch, you're going to be a murderer.
Yeah. But yeah, that stuff.
Heart. I have to go for that. I'm sorry. You did
no,
not cause
okay.
Me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, that's
what,
but that shit, that stuff like that's happened to me too. And it's
so
scary and weird.
It creeps me out.
So you do. I used to get like dreams as a kid that would come true. And then I would freak out about
really?
It. Like, we were like fourth grade. I had a dream that I was on the softball field with my girlfriend and then just blood started flowing everywhere. Right. And
like
then
the Shining?
Huh?
Like The Shining?
Basically. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Just like the whole softball field filled up with blood and it was really scary.
Ooh.
And I, so that weekend I had a softball game with my friend and we're like, we're little, we're like 9, 10 or something like that. And my friend comes up to me and says, Delaney, I got my period for the first time. And I was like, oh my God, was this the blood dream?
Oh my God.
What? Is this the blood dream? Yeah, it was
weird.
Like, it was on the dream was on the softball field.
10?
Yeah, young. Like, that's what's like, what does this mean? Obviously, it's not period stuff because nobody's getting that quite
yet. I got my period at 10.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did we talk about that?
You?
That's so young.
It
but
is really
like
young.
That, like,
that's why I'm a comedian. I think that's what it was.
I think 10-year-olds are psychologically ready for that.
Isn't that weird?
No.
She had gotten her period the night before. She's telling me this while we're in the outfield on a softball field, like
that's
playing
weird.
Softball.
That's super weird.
And I'm like, that's weird. Let's just not talk about
you
that ever.
Caused,
you know,
you caused her period.
I did. Yeah.
You caused.
I was like,
you broke her hymen with your mind.
I did. Yeah, but stuff like that would happen. I remember, like, this is kind of weird.
It's the same thing. That's why when skeptics, and I get being a skeptic.
Yeah,
I totally get it. But you can't really think that you've never, like, every human being has experienced some sort of the same thing where you think someone is, you know, going to call you and they call or something like
that. Yeah.
Even the smallest little, I was just thinking about you. And then all of a sudden you showed up. It's that's the same thing.
Right.
It's the same
thing.
People are so quick to believe in airwaves. We can't see that.
Mm. Yeah, that's
true. But no one's like, this radio station's not really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just energy waves.
You have so many good analogies.
Yeah, that is
too.
A good one.
That's very concrete. Yeah.
My analogies are kind of like, no, I'm kidding. I don't. I start comparing my.
Yeah.
Well, are you into feng shui at all?
I know what it is. Again, my mom was into it. I don't practice it that much, but I also know, like, hey, hang a mirror up and things can turn around in your life, you
right?
know? Or, yeah. like, have some, you know, running water, like in a little fountain in a room
right.
that feels like the energies. I get it, but yeah. I don't necessarily always do it.
Got it.
Okay. Kelsey's yes. converted us.
Yeah, we're, yeah.
Full, we have we're into fully it. Drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
feng shui. Because
yeah. that's about energy, too, and yes. like intention and, yes. right. you know, all that stuff.
But I will tell you this. I will tell you, I recently moved.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was looking... on my own or with my kids for weeks for a new place for us, okay. for a new house. For weeks. It took so long because, you know, you're working with like, well, here's what we need and here's what we can afford and, you know, all this stuff. And we want three bedrooms. We want this. We want that. And 20 places.
Oh.
And I walked into this house that we live in now.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't even cross the threshold.
Oh, wow.
And you knew.
And I knew 100%. I didn't even know what it looked like.
How weird.
And I knew. And then so we walked around, and I it was the fastest one I had looked at. It was the fastest one.
Wow.
Because sometimes you go and you look in a house. You guys have, you know, gone shopping yeah. for a place, right?
Yeah.
You're like, let's look and see what the closets look like. Let's open yeah. up. Oh, there's a lot of good linen closet space here.
Yeah. Right,
or
right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Zero. Zero.
Wow.
I grabbed my kids. I was like, come on, kids, let's go. You know, so I get in the car. I call my husband. I found the place. We have to live there. I found the place. And I had never said that about any of the places. Because I just know. Same thing happened with the previous house. Same thing happened with the other place. Like, I walk in and I know, and I haven't even looked.
Wow.
I don't even know what the bathroom looked. Nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Same thing happened with my husband.
Oh, finding your husband. Wow. You're like, this is the guy. I know this is the guy.
Trust me, I wasn't happy about it. He came to pick me up on our first date.
Uh-huh.
And the apartment I lived in at the time, I could buzz people in, but also kind of like peek my head out and see them walking down yeah. the yeah. hallway. And I peeked my head out and I was like, oh, fuck.
Found him.
You knew it.
I'm going to marry this guy.
Yes. That's amazing.
And I was not happy about it, trust me.
Really? Because you were just like, oh, great, now I got to be with another person for the rest of my life.
Yes.
This is it.
And also, I was in my whore phase at the time, which I never had before.
Yeah.
So I was actually dating a couple people. Like,
right.
You know?
And so you knew the fun was going to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
that's funny.
Guy.
That sounds like you and Kane.
Yeah, that's. I have the very, very similar experience where it was just like, knew right away. And it's the energy thing. I've still never met anybody with that kind of energy that I just immediately am like, yep, that's the one. Like,
yeah.
that's the energy that I am compatible with. That's what I'm drawn to. And I called my mom on the drive home from meeting him. I was like, and it sounds so weird, but I think I just met like the best person I could ever be with. And
yeah.
I had barely talked to him.
So
but, yeah.
Wow. So you tuned into it. And that's the thing is that when you tune in and then you like accept it,
yeah.
Mm.
Then
yeah, yeah.
you get more of those.
Right. It's just hard, I feel like, when you're young, and I'm younger than you two by a little bit, but especially like at this age when everything's changing so much, I feel like it's hard to know like what's instinct and what you like just know and what you're just like being kind of a child about. Because sometimes I'll have instincts and I'll be like, this is it. And then it's like, no, it wasn't, you know?
Right.
So but it was it for that time.
Mm, right.
That's
mm-hmm.
all it is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we beat ourselves up for thinking like, oh, I really fell for that person or that thing or that situation. It's like, well, it was just for that time.
Mm. Yeah.
It was like I used to do this with managers. Mm. I've had more managers than boyfriends.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just always like, oh, I really thought that manager was the
great
one.
Great example. Mm, yeah. yeah.
But it was for that week, month, year, whatever,
right.
for that project sometimes, whatever
right.
it is. Mm. And so it's like, because then if you start beating yourself up, then you won't trust your instinct.
Yeah.
You know, and people are always like so angry with themselves because I dated a guy and or girl or whoever, you know, it's like, ah, oh, and it's like, oh, they were someone different.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they showed you who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's not that you made a bad choice. They showed you one thing. You accepted that side of them. Then they showed you their true self.
Right. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you're like, oh, that's not for me. It's not a judgment. You weren't a bad judge. Right. Right. Now, when women or men date the same toxic person over and over and over again,
right.
Yeah, it's because they only want to see the one side.
Right.
Right. So it's like they only like... If you go to see theater and you see the facade, you're like, oh my God, it looks like they're in downtown Manhattan.
Right.
Right? You're like, oh my gosh, they are in downtown Manhattan. They fit Manhattan into this theater.
Yeah, right.
Well, just look on the back. You're like, oh, it's just 2x4 wood planks.
Yeah.
But if you accept that and go, I'll accept the 2x4 wood planks and then this side is Manhattan, great. Now I understand how it works.
Right, exactly.
But if you're constantly baffled.
Yeah, like this is Manhattan. Yeah. No, nothing
else.
Then
you're setting yourself up.
Yeah. Another great analogy, by the way, Kira. Yeah.
You know what my analogies are like? You know, like the ocean?
Oh, my God.
So good.
Wow. Are you able, like, are we putting on the spot if we say, could you read us for a little bit to give people a taste of your other podcast?
Are you going to be okay?
Yes. I would love it.
I'm so open.
Well, I'm going to read you next week.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I got to wait.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. I'll save it.
Because I don't want to repeat.
Yeah, totally. No.
Yeah,
you do them and I'll watch.
I'm excited.
Do them, Kira.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I mean, at any time, if you're like, no, I don't want to talk about that, you know, then we don't talk about it.
Oh my God, I am so scared.
This is fucking awesome. I mean, you know, because there's some stuff that I just put your mic in this hand.
Okay.
And I just need this hand.
My hands are all sweaty.
Yeah, I know my hands are very sweaty.
Because I'm nervous.
It's hot in here. So first thing I do, don't like take this anyway except for what it is. I just do deep breaths. I'm just tuning in.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm so bored with you. I'm not.
By the way, Kira's rubbing my hand.
Oh, yes, I do rub the hands. Yeah. Yes, this is what...
I thought you were going to be like, first thing I do is tell you how ugly your hand is.
No, you have a great hand. Jackie Cation was a guest on our podcast, and she was like, so is it just this? You're just touching me the whole time? I go, yeah, I know you don't like... My hands are sweaty, too.
No, you're fine.
I know you don't like people touching you, but this is it. You're going to have to be okay with it. And she was... Not.
Yeah, I like it.
You're just stroking her claw. It's like, you don't seem open to me.
She was great. That, again, if I can shamelessly plug our podcast.
Please do. Please. So I'm going to listen to that.
Jax's podcast, I don't know if you guys know, her mom passed away when she was like maybe 9.
Right.
No, I didn't
and
know.
I didn't know how she died. I just knew that she died. And so I said, Jackie, I'm just letting you know, all I see is just blood everywhere. It was like a Delaney dream. Just blood everywhere. And I don't know how she died, but that's weird. Because like some people just die in a hospital because blood, that's all I saw. And she's like, well, she died in a horrific motorcycle accident and there was blood and body everywhere.
Wow.
So that was...
Oh my God.
We needed a sip of water after that.
Wow.
All right, so... You guys can talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
You
know, this is so Taylor, you look really pretty today.
You look really pretty, as
thanks,
always.
Thanks.
I like that she's like, I'm going to sound so bored with you.
Yeah.
I just pictured her being like, oh, yeah. This again.
Or like this girl.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you guys need to take a break, get a sip of water.
Yeah, get some popcorn.
Get some popcorn. Check out our website, selfhelplesspodcast.com. Email us at selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com.
Please do. Any kind of advice, information. Yeah, advice. Anything that you want us to discuss or review, would love to. Would love to.
We've gotten a lot of cool suggestions on like Twitter. We've gotten them through the
Facebook email.
Someone suggested on Twitter, I think... on Kelsey's Twitter, @KelseyCook, @DelaneyFisher, @TaylorTomlinson, that we should read The Defining Decade.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I've already read it. Delaney bought it, and Kelsey is borrowing my copy today.
Yeah,
so that will be coming up.
Absolutely.
In weeks.
All right.
So first thing, and then you can ask me questions. Okay. I just did the first general just so I can tune into you.
Okay.
So I find it very interesting because you are such a like open person. Like,
yeah.
You have a really open spirit. And just, yeah. You know. But there's also this very tightly clenched, closed off, like, do not enter, caution tape.
Is my face red, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You're nailing it.
This is so spot on.
Yeah.
Yes. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting because it doesn't feel like it's mean or evil or toxic or terrible. It's just a very... closed off. I'm not letting anybody in. You know, like cartoon style where they put the board, ding, 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 you know, like nail it shut.
Yeah.
So So that is, it's wow. not coming across like it's, okay, so I'm just going to say this and let me know what it means to you. But it feels, I know this sounds so general, like who didn't have a stressful childhood, but there's just feels like a little bit of put upon. That's the word I'm going to use, where you were put upon as a kid. I don't know what that means to you, but it doesn't feel like abuse. So there's no like not massive stress where kids are like, I was in a corner shaking.
Traumatized, right?
Yeah, I wasn't, thank you, traumatized. But it feels like there was a layer of stress.
Yeah.
And it was like put upon. I don't know why I keep saying that. Like, you know when parents tell their kids information that it's like, maybe don't say that to a 7-year-old.
Like pressure, like putting pressure on a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is so weird. This is so...
Do it. Tell us, Kelsey. Tell us.
This is so weird.
Okay. Sorry. Should I stop?
No, this is awesome.
No, keep going.
This is amazing. Put your hand down.
Yeah. Keep it out.
We're freaking out because we've been doing this podcast with her, and so we know everything. Okay, so when you say stuff, we're having the same reaction as Kelsey.
So, okay. So that resonates with you. Good. So that means I've tuned in. Mm-hmm. So is there anything specific? Because I work really well with, like... So people say, like, what's my life going to be like? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like... Hey, should I go to Rio de Janeiro next week? Like, that's more my style. So if you have anything specific you want to talk about.
Well, my parents divorced when I was five and a half. Okay. And my dad was cheating on my mom with the woman that he then married. Mm. And then I had to spend my whole childhood from that point on splitting my time between that house and my mom's house. Yeah. And it was that constant back and forth information of my parents hating each other.
And they told you.
And telling me.
They shouldn't have told you.
Yeah.
They gave you information that you don't. My parents divorced, I was 20.
Okay,
and they told, and I was just like, or 22, whatever. And I was like, why are you telling me this? Even though I was 22.
Right.
Yeah. I can handle it. And they just, they needed to just kind of vomit it out onto you.
Right.
Again, it doesn't feel like it was like very like aggressive. It just was too much for a kid.
Yeah. That's a perfect way to put it. Yeah. I've always felt unconditional love from my parents.
Yeah.
Which I've felt very, always so grateful for.
But it was just a little stressful to not to the point of like, oh my God, I should do heroin. You know what I mean? To deal with this.
But just enough to become a comedian.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just to fuck me up enough. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. So, you got anything you want to ask me?
I don't know. What's an example of something people usually ask you? I mean,
well,
you said,
of course, comics are always like, should I drop my agent or am I going to book the thing? Or, you know, that's what comics always ask, right? Career stuff. And then people that are single always ask about blah, blah, blah. Or someone that's like, should we do this? I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
You're
it
moving.
It just has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend and I want to move to New York.
Okay.
But we feel very.
Conflicted.
Well, just like tied down by adult things here in LA. Like we have a car that we are making payments on.
Oh my God, a car?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
In a car. Well, look, you can't. I mean, yeah.
You got to stay here for the car.
Yeah, you're responsible
for the rest of your life.
I know, but we owe so much money on it. So it just feels
what's
like.
What's the question? Am I going to move to New York? Do you want to move to New York?
Yeah.
Do you want to ask when? Do you want to ask, is it the right choice? Do you want to ask, are we going? Like, what's the.
Will you miss Delaney too much if you leave?
I'm right here. I guess we were. Wow. We were trying for this fall, but then we realized we still owed too much money on the car, so now we're trying for the spring, which is exciting news for us.
That's great news. That I had not heard that.
Taylor and I just did a thumbs up.
I'm so sorry about the car, but like, oh my God, that's incredible news.
I know. But whatever you do, we support you.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have specific questions, but I like you just like
touching,
learning stuff about.
Her like, when she was saying all the stuff about you being like closed off, but not like, but you're an open, all the perfectionist stuff that we've talked about with you. Yes. I was like, that's why I was flipping out.
That's good.
That was making me flip out too, because I think that's my being such a huge control freak. It's like, I look like everything's like, I'll talk about anything, but I still,
there's still some stuff
control of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're friendly and open, but you don't want to let anyone in to like to help out
too yeah. much. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. This is giving me ASMR.
What's that?
Auto sensory.
How have we never talked about ASMR?
I don't know.
Where they eat pizza.
Oh my God.
That's why they whisper.
They touch.
It's called
ASMR.
It's all about like individual attention.
I'm going to send you some videos.
Oh, please do.
Studying my hand, it's making me feel very good.
It gives your head tingles.
Yes.
I love
that. There's going to be another reason that you don't go. It's not your car.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Does it sound good?
Does it
feel good?
Well, it's you have to tie up a lot of stuff. Like there's a lot going on. It's nothing to do with your car. You're making it sound as if it's your car,
right?
Because you don't want to go yet. So
this is
damn
so
it.
Awesome.
She took her hand away.
Kira, you're so
she
good.
She took her hand away. And it's only because you have a lot of other things. You will go.
Yeah.
But it is easy for you to get up and leave because you don't really have, I mean, except for this sweet car that is like a child to you. But
no, I hate it. I wish we didn't have it. I just don't want to, I don't know.
Is this the car that he got an accident in?
No.
Okay.
That's the old car. We have two.
But you have other things that are going on that the fall is just too, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And it's that stress of the fall that you put that date.
Right.
Is unnecessary. You need to get rid of that because
it's
like haunting you. You did.
Yeah. I got rid of it last week.
Good.
But you made spring the new date.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that sound more realistic? I'm asking questions for her. I'm sorry.
I tried to do some calculations in terms of like making payments on the car and all that stuff. And it's more realistic. But again, in this business, it's like, you never know, like something might come up here where I have to stay here, but I don't know.
But there's other stuff. I'm going to try to kind of figure, like tune into what it is. There's other stuff that's holding you. It has nothing to do with a car.
Right. Mm. Okay.
So I don't know if you've like, oh, but I put so much energy into this project or, you know, this thing that's happening. And I feel like if I get up and go, I mean, it might even be this podcast, right?
Yeah.
Among other things. But like there feels like something that's here that's really like you've put a lot of work into and you feel like going to New York would be an exciting, fun adventure, but then this probably would go away.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and it really feels like you put like a lot of work, not just like, oh, I wrote up a thing or, you know, I typed up a thing. No, this feels like it was physical.
Mm. Yeah.
Like
you
birthed something.
Yeah. Well, working with the girls, I mean, we have this, we have another project we've been working on for like almost a year now.
Right.
And and it's something that we have worked so hard on, but it's been such like joy. Like it's been such a good thing to do it. It doesn't feel like I'm like, oh, like, you know what I mean? It's been really hard work, but I've loved it.
So what, can I ask the reason for New York?
Mostly for stand-up and because I like the city better than LA.
Ah, okay. I see. Okay.
And she's basically like bi-coastal. Like she's back and forth all the time.
Well, like I said, we all have our feet in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys working on a project, the three of you?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Besides this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, can we look into that?
Yes.
Yes.
Because that feels... So that feels more important right now than New York.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is.
And I don't think it would necessarily go away because you guys would be like, well, I guess we're not keeping in touch anymore, because obviously that's ridiculous.
Right,
you would.
Right.
But there's something about it being in L.A. as well that is tying it to L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know if it takes place here or there's something L.A. like, I don't. It's not just because like, oh, we all live here, but there's something L.A. about it. And the minute I said... you should probably stick around here a little bit more. The stress that I was telling you about that I was tuning into went away.
Interesting.
Wow.
So New York is always going to be there. I'm not anti-New York at all. I think New York kicks ass.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Always, always, always. Maybe you nurture this project, this thing, a little bit more.
Yeah.
And don't give yourself a spring, because you don't need a deadline, right?
Right.
You don't really need a deadline.
Right.
It could be whenever.
Right.
I mean, God forbid it was like in between seasons.
Oh.
Wow. Winter in New York. Oh, God, no. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, it's like you might as well nurture this.
Right.
Because
this is right now.
Yeah.
It's here. Yeah.
It's more right now, so... does that help?
Wow.
Oh, that was crazy. Kelsey's like holding her hand out like it's got something on it.
Yeah.
And she like doesn't want to drop it.
Yeah.
She's like,
oh,
ooh.
I'm like, what happened to my hand?
Oh my God. That was intense, man.
Wow.
That was good stuff. Dude.
All right. I'm glad that you liked it.
Oh, I feel like that's the podcast. Like, that's the... what are we going to do after with episodes? Like, after this episode?
I don't know. We're just going to...
we peaked at episode 10.
Every week and read other people's. And we're not even going to talk. We're just going to sit over here going, like, okay, do the thing with their hand, though.
Yeah.
Just go.
Pet their hand.
We'll take pictures this time.
I just want that amazing. For another, like, hour.
Yeah.
Like, does it drain you?
Only if the people are not into it.
Okay. Right. Because then it's like pulling teeth.
And it's like work.
It's like being, again, on stage with an audience that doesn't like you.
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm not going to do anything right by you people.
Right.
Let's bring up your next comment.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And
wow.
It's just, the only draining part is sometimes there are people who... so, again, I'm not sitting here like saying, or your money back. I'm just telling you what... if it doesn't resonate with you, maybe I'm wrong. Things change. Things are... but sometimes people aren't honest with me.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because
yeah.
it's like saying, like, you know, like, I'll just give you an example of what we just talked about with your project. Like, no, the project could be anywhere. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
And you're just deflecting.
Right.
Then I'm just like, well, I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are obviously trying to convince yourself of something you've already decided. You're not being open to what she's saying.
God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I kind of feel like, well, I hit a wall with this. All right, well, let's change topics. We can talk about something else.
Right.
But if I keep hitting a wall, that's the part that's like, I can't do this.
Yeah. The put upon thing with my childhood, like that, I don't know how you can know that, but that's so accurate. Like, that's exactly how I would describe.
That's why those words came to me. I was like, I want to use these words. It felt very specific.
Yeah. I was not abused or anything like that, but I did have a very like jarring childhood from like 5 till, you know, I could leave the house. Pretty much, you know,
that's a long time.
It was like a very strict Catholic woman my dad married and my mom, who is like ultimate kind of like hippie, do whatever you want. And so I'd go back and forth between these two households and have to be like two different people and have two parents telling me like things they wanted me to say to the other parent.
Oh, wow.
Or if my...
oh, my God.
So let me just tell you what I just got, because I'm still reading you.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have your hand in front of me.
Okay.
Huh.
So that's where the openness and the closed off also comes from. So you learned how to be both at the same time.
Shit. My mind just exploded.
So that's where you learned that. Like, here's my survival mode technique, because we all have it.
Yeah.
And how do I know I'm right? Because it's 100 degrees in here. I have the goosebumps. So I know I'm right.
Yeah.
So it's everyone. We all have to learn as kids. We all find some sort of little coping mechanism.
Yeah.
And yours was open maybe when your mom's house, you're like, okay, great.
Yeah.
I can be myself, closed off, secretive, hiding, don't come in when you're with your stepmom.
Yeah. Mm. Like they wouldn't even let me talk on the phone in my bedroom. Like it was like every, like you will not be like talking badly about us behind our backs or whatever. Like just so. And then like they'd take me to Catholic church and my mom would tell me beforehand, like, do not listen to anything they teach you in there. Yeah. That stuff is not like, it was just constant, like conflict of information and who you, I could be. And
yeah. And you learned how to deal with that.
Right.
And that's why the first second I read you, I read very open. Don't come in. Very open.
Man.
Don't come in.
Yeah.
Very open. Like that's the first thing I saw.
Weird. Yeah.
Oh Holy my God, that was so cool.
Fucking nailed it.
Oh my God.
I feel like I owe you money.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
I actually do.
You actually do.
I can definitely read you if you want to switch.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm terrified, but
here, you want to switch?
Yeah.
I have my own podcast to record.
Oh, yeah. So
I know this went.
How long do we have to read Taylor? What time do you have? I can try to keep track so you don't get.
10 minutes.
Okay.
No, I know. I feel bad. But
no, that's totally fine.
A reading whenever.
You are like such a good guest. Oh, my God. We like we prepared all this stuff to talk to you about, and then this was just like all of it.
But who do you have me to compare to? That's I'm the only guest.
We know
the best guest we've ever had.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, my hand's sweaty.
No, you're fine. It's not sweaty at all.
Okay. Okay. I've been wiping it on my shirt.
Should we talk? Should Kelsey and I do that whole thing where we talk to each other?
There you go. Yeah.
We're gonna give her some privacy, Kelsey, while she pats Taylor. So how is that for you?
I'm like, I feel speechless.
Yeah, you look like you're processing a lot of information.
Yeah.
Probably making you feel a lot of things, like bringing some old stuff up. Right.
I feel like I'm not very in touch with that don't come in part of myself.
Interesting.
Like I feel like I kind of bury that.
Yeah.
Or don't acknowledge it.
Okay.
Right. That was quick.
I know. Oh my God. I'm really scared.
All right.
There's a lot going on.
Oh my.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
I only
it's
know
good.
You from stand up.
Right. Yeah. To be
other.
Clear to like the podcast listeners, Kira's not like the fourth gal in our gang. Like Kira is like a way bigger deal than us. Like
no,
Kira's like
is.
A badass. Like look her up. Like
she's on Tonight Show. She's one of my favorite comedians ever.
Yeah. Look up her special on Amazon. Like she's a badass and we're just like glad she came here and did this. So she doesn't really know us like super personally to where like she knows like secrets about us.
Okay.
So.
That was not me trying to get compliments, but thank you.
Yeah. No, of course.
What I'm trying to say is we see each other at shows. Hey, how's it going? Great set. See you later. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And honestly, I don't even know how to spell your last name because it has a little fucked up letter in it. Tomlinson.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
a little jacked
totally
up.
Fair.
Yeah. A little wonky.
So, but first thing, wow, that's why I cut the girls off because I have to like almost speak because I want to burst into tears.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay.
Like a lot of, there's so much. There's so much. I don't even know where to start. I'm not saying this in a bad way. Please,
no, no,
this
no,
is
it's
not
okay.
judgment.
No, I.
This is
yeah.
just like... Wow.
Yeah.
Was there, I mean, it's completely different than I'm going to go right to childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, early adult, young adult, but like, holy shit, dude. I feel like, you know, Grand Central Station, where it's like, if you look down, you ever go up to like one of the balconies and you look and it's just like, people going everywhere. And it's like, it's a controlled chaos because they're all just going to their, you know, trains. And but that's what it feels like.
Huh.
I don't know if that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your childhood? Feels
that's like my brain.
Okay, that's your brain.
Yeah.
But it's very like, pam, 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 like just all over, like ding, 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 ding. So I can't track it because it's just constantly moving. I don't know if there, let's try to tune into one fucking thing.
Okay.
This is so crazy.
Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, okay.
I'm like I have a lot of anxiety and I overthink a lot. I've been having trouble sleeping because I'm trying to sleep without headphones in because usually I fall asleep with headphones in because if I don't, I'm like overthinking stuff too much.
Yeah, it's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant. I'm getting Grand Central Station. That's all I keep getting where it's just like every direction And you know, have you guys ever stood up on the one of the higher mezzanine levels and you look down?
Yeah.
It's just people everywhere. But no one is like bumping into each other because they're just going to their destination and everyone's going, but then times 5,000.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what you're, but is that something that you, that's, is that how you were raised? Were you raised with that? Because I'm feeling this is not like a new thing. This is like how your brain has been trained to operate.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've been very anxious and like kind of overthink everything since I was a kid.
But is that something that, you know, family told you that that's how you have to be?
No, I just,
you just wired.
I had
way.
Like a very overprotective childhood.
Right. So then it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And like my mom died when I was 8 and stuff.
Okay, just don't tell me this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I want to see if I can. Okay.
I'm like, we moved. Is that a lot?
I mean, it could be, but. Did she pass away from like a blood disease?
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Is that blood?
It's cancer. It's like lymph nodes.
Lymph nodes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I'm getting is the blood, not, it wasn't circulating. I don't know if you know, because when you're 8, maybe
I don't
know all the details.
Yeah, I
so
have
it was
no idea.
Stopped, right? So it wasn't like she didn't have the proper, things weren't moving. Like her blood wasn't able to detox.
I don't know. I mean,
is there anyone that can tell you?
I'm not sure. I don't know exactly. I just know it's in your lymph nodes, and that's what makes it like spread.
Right. So like your lymph nodes, like let's say under your armpits.
Yeah.
Like that's where it builds up. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know how these things work. But what I'm sensing is the blood was not able to clean itself, to renew, to detox, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
So you were 8?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything specific you want to ask? Because there's too much for me. I need you to give me something specific. I can't like latch onto anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My aura's that fucked?
It's not a fuck thing. It's not. It's just that's your...
So
that's
much.
I'm just
are.
Like afraid of everything. I'm trying to think of if I have any questions.
Well, what are you afraid of? Let's pick one. Go alphabetical.
Oh, I don't know. Gosh. Anything.
Go alphabetical.
Anything, I don't know. I'm just, yeah, I'm very like stressed. I think through like every situation and like how it might play out. And that is exhausting.
Yeah. I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling very stressed out.
Yeah.
So let's start with one. Just give me one.
I mean, most obviously I just, you know, worry about different, there's a lot happening right now career wise with me where like, I don't know what to say yes to and what to say no to. Cause I'm finally getting to a point where like, I can't just say yes to everything. I have to like be more strategic, I guess.
Sure, sure. Give me an example. Give me one.
Like doing certain TV opportunities that like I maybe not think that I'm right for, but like, you know,
whether you think you can or you can't, you're
yes.
right.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even that. I think I can do it. It's just knowing if it's right for me, if that's the right fit,
okay,
if
so
I'm ready,
give me
all that
one.
Stuff.
Give me one.
Like
give me
a specific?
Example. Yes.
I don't know. Like my manager just sent me some like reality TV thing that I was like, I was talking to them about it before.
Like they
got
say
here.
A dating?
I don't. Yeah, I guess a dating thing. I've been in a good place where like I was in like several relationships like back to back to back for like a few years. And then like the last like almost a year now I've been single and it's been really nice.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That like this new thing is like it's something to do with dating, and I'm
like, it's
like
a dating show.
Partially, that's part of it. Which is another thing of like, part of me is wondering if I'm ever gonna be like in a place where like I want to date again, because part of me is like afraid to now, because I just got so like.
I don't think you should right now.
No,
I'm not saying the show. I'm saying just dating.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just need to be with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, ladies?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just be with yourself. Mm-hmm. The show, it's not going to like, oh my God, this show is what propelled me.
Definitely,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just vanilla.
Right.
It's kind of just, all right, do you want to do it and... You know, make a little cash. It's not, you're not gonna, if there's a dating thing part of it, It's not the love of your life, so it's not like you, if you don't do, you know what I mean? If you don't do it, you're not missing out on the, oh my God, my soulmate.
Right.
I don't think you need to date for a while.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then as far as like the project we're working on, like I have that, and then I have like another thing that's like by myself that was kind of like, has kind of been like more developed around me, if that makes sense. Like people have like sort of more like it's been pitched to me than like something like I created with them.
Right.
And so that's like causing me a little bit of stress. I'm just trying to think of things when you say like going a bunch of different directions, because it's like a very different direction. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of talking to them about this earlier this morning of like, you know, every time like I get a new opportunity now, I get frustrated because the only one I care about is the one that we're kind of driving towards.
Okay, so you're giving yourself, like, you're having, sorry, I just have to say this.
Oh, go ahead.
Digestive issues.
Oh. Oh, I am struggling. That's crazy.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
She's getting nauseous. She gets, like, thrown up getting sick.
Yeah, I've gotten sick, like, several times in the last few months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've been, like, trying all these different things in terms of, like, I don't know if I'm not supposed to eat meat. I don't know if I'm not supposed to eat whatever. Right, I was paleo for a few months. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we found out that's not like the best thing ever. So now I'm figuring it out.
You're always going to find something great about something and something not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay. There's something called the gut biome.
Oh yeah.
So you need to work on that, research it, look into it.
Probiotics.
There's a GAPS, I believe, GAPS diet. That is going to, believe it or not, help your brain.
Really?
Yes.
The GAPS diet? I've heard of that.
Not Banana Republic. GAPS.
Right.
But here's what's going on. You have so much anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's literally like twisting your insides.
Oh my gosh.
So you're not able to keep food down. You're having digestive trouble. You're like, you just don't feel right. You're gurgly.
Yeah.
Right? Because of the anxiety. And your head.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And your head and your gut talk to each other.
Yeah.
And your gut only, like the bad bacteria, because there's good bacteria, bad bacteria. Again, please don't email if I'm getting these terms wrong. I'm just talking. Yeah. But like the bad ones that just want to survive, right? They just want to survive. And so they tell your brain, sugar, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they tell your brain, like,
the candy,
you
want the this. Yeah.
And so then you're feeding that, and they're just surviving, but you are not surviving. Mm-hmm. So the bad stuff in your gut, so you need to, like, here's what you need to do. That's why you need to be single right now. You need to, like, head to toe, just detox. But not just like, don't think like, oh, green smoothies. Not just that, like, detox people, detox energy, detox, don't, like, you know, sleep with your cell phone under your pillow, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, clean your space, and then you'll make all the right decisions that you want to make.
Oh, wow.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you'll have this, right now it's Grand Central Station, so if a good idea comes in, there's so many that are like buzzing by that you can't even see it.
Right.
Have you ever tried to meet somebody at Grand Central Station? You're like, where are you?
Yeah.
I'm standing near the clock. I'm near the clock. No one's going to hear me.
Oh my God. This is so
good stuff.
You got to like everything, cleanse everything.
Yeah.
Everything. People, like toxic people, you know who they are. I'm not saying Delaney.
I'll leave now.
But you know what I mean? Like, just head to toe, like, get a checklist for your whole life. You know, if you have a toxic car that has a lot of payments, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to get rid of it. That's the problem. I owe all this money. Do I need to move to New York?
Exactly. You need to move with her boyfriend.
Okay. Do I? Here's the question. So do I just need to like take better care of myself? And like, maybe I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
The last few months.
So you're eating like you're having like vending machine dinners.
No, I've been doing pretty well.
I'm not saying you have, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, she's been doing like
that's what I call
a crazy good job at trying to like bring, she brings like avocados on the road and shit. Like,
well, I'm going to tell TSA.
But she's so, both of you guys are so fucking busy that I feel like you don't give yourself enough downtime just for yourself.
Yeah.
You're always doing something work related, and that's so stressful, and that's going to eat away at you a little bit.
Yeah. So the takeaway is you just make yourself a priority. Be so selfish. So selfish right now. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about what your manager thinks, what your manager wants. They come and go. Mm-hmm. You are stuck with yourself for your entire career.
Yeah.
So if someone's pushing, let's say, a show on you, or, you know, I'm not getting a hit on that show that was created for you because your anxiety, your gut,
everything is just
was like yelling, screaming out to me so much louder than that show that I'm like, all right, I'll pay attention to you. So, you know, I don't know, that show that was created for you might be awesome, but it does, like right now, you just make a checklist for yourself where you just do everything, everything, everything.
Yeah.
You know, girls, 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 Taylor, 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 24/7, mm-hmm. hot girls, hot Taylor. You know, that's it. It's you all the time.
Yeah.
And be super selfish.
Yeah.
And then you'll, and then it'll open up like, you know.
Oh my God. That was yeah. so oh good.
Like a break.
Kira, that was ask
about
awesome.
Your mom's if it was because
I know
I don't or look
I'm
up
curious.
Lymphoma. I don't know if that's like a blood thing. Like it just
it
felt
might
like
be.
Blood was stagnant. That's the word I'm looking
oh,
for.
Oh, okay. Stagnant. Yeah. Maybe yeah. Kira just cured Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah. Just, someone's gonna listen to this and be
blood.
Like, Eureka! It's the blood.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Holy
that
crap.
Was awesome.
That was amazing.
Yay,
well, we know you have to get somewhere
I
else.
Do. I have
but
to go
yeah.
do my podcast.
Do you want to do some
plug your stuff,
yeah.
Kira? Please.
My stuff.
Yeah. People can find you.
I am at Kira Comedy. Is my Twitter and my Instagram. I update you guys twice a month. so bad. And also Facebook and my podcast is the Kira Soltanovich Show. That's a parenting podcast. And then with Karen Rontowski, which is what I just did right now.
Which is so cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a little
awesome.
Taste. There's a whole bunch of episodes of that, right? What just happened?
You know, we're pretty new too.
Oh, okay.
We're like a dozen episodes in. We started
cool.
the January of this year.
I'm going to binge all of those now.
Yeah.
If you guys were into that, there's 12 more hours of that.
Yeah.
Yes. This is like Christmas.
So
and I
cool.
still want to come on and do it sometime
yes.
when
yeah.
our schedules
sure.
line up. That would
oh, yeah.
be so amazing.
We're gonna
yeah.
have Delaney on a live one. We're doing a live
Woo!
Podcast, but
so
then
cool.
you're also welcome to come in to
awesome.
The you know do a full podcast for just yourself.
Cool. I'm gonna get my yeah my reading done.
I can't wait to listen
I'm
to
so
yours.
Excited.
Yes.
Yeah. And
wait.
What's a, is there a special that we can you can plug
oh,
so we
my
can, people
one
can
hour
find
special.
You?
Yes, you did this to me.
You did this to me.
Go That's to right. Amazon. You did this to me. Self produced. All by myself.
Wonderful.
That was the one you were pregnant during, right?
Yes.
You were the first
so
pregnant.
Badass.
I was the first one.
You were the yeah. first pregnant
Ali Wong
comedian.
Beat me to Netflix.
Yeah, but you were the first one.
She actually shot her special after I had my kid that I was pregnant
oh, wow.
with in the special. So I was the first, and mine technically came out earlier. I don't wish her any ill at all, mm-hmm. but sometimes people are like, oh, Ali Wong thought of that. I'm like, not really.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
so if you've
yes.
seen Ali Wong's and you're like, I love pregnant comedy,
yes.
there is more.
There's
yeah,
another
one. More.
Yes.
Yeah. Go check Kira
out.
You'll
see the origin story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Let's
yeah.
plug our socials real quick and
yeah.
then get out of here.
DelaneyFisher.com at Delaney Fisher all across the board. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm. at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates.
Mm-hmm. TTomComedy.com at TTomComedy Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming.
Thank you, Kira.
This
that was
so
awesome.
Amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
we
guys.
Love you.
Why won't it let me be?